Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everyone. This is CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are continuing with Linda Howe and on our part two of our four-part series talking about the Akashic Records. So we just learned a little bit in part one what the Akashic Records are. And in this segment, we want to know. So, and here's my sense. This is my layman's description of it. We have the most awesome database. It's a database of this current life that's instantaneously updated the moment we do something. And it then has all of our past lives that are chronicled. I mean, I feel so special that I even have a record, but don't feel too special because our cats, our houses, everything have a record, right, Linda? Everything.
Yeah, that's right. Don't let it go to your head.
Don't let it go to your head. Because even this pencil probably has a record, okay?
Okay, so
how does one access? What's our library card? How do we check into the library and pull our records out? What's the process?
Okay. So listen, here's the truth. The truth is that we all bump into, right? We bump into our records all the time, right? It's a perceptual shift, right? That's what's required to access the records. And what happens, and it's the record of our soul, so it's very natural to who we are. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the great challenge and actually the great opportunity of our time is being able to move into the records and out of the records of our own volition, as opposed to hoping that we get there.
Right. Yes.
So to that end, and we are in the time now where the records are available to secular people like ourselves, really for the first time in history. Okay. Very exciting. But it's quite simple. There are people who get into the records through a variety of ways, and they're all good, like rigorous, like years of, you know, prayer, meditation, study, like that. However, at this time, the way I teach and the way that I work is through, it's in the sacred prayer tradition, which is using a prayer to affect a subtle shift in consciousness sufficient to register the energy of the Akasha, the primary substance. Mm. So in the saying of the prayer, there's a very specific prayer that was given to me in my records. It was given to me in my records. And in the saying of the prayer, two things happen. One is the consciousness of the practitioner becomes very receptive. It's being open and receptive. It moves us into a state of receptivity. Mm-hmm. And simultaneously, we call forth one set of records, right? So, and we always want to know where we are, and we also like to know what we're doing, like whose records are these? Where is this? Where, you know, right? What's the source of our guidance?
Great.
So we say a prayer to open the records, and then we say a prayer to close the records. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what it does, it establishes an energetic, it's like a sanctuary, really, right, wherein we can more clearly see, understand, perceive truth, like really essential truth about ourselves, about what we're doing in life, about our, you know, our motivations, the possibilities, the probabilities. It's quite exciting, really.
And you know what? I am a very intuitive person and have abilities to channel stuff, right? And so I can channel stuff intuitively. And so I got your first book. I got the key. the prayer key, the sacred prayer, and I said the prayer out loud, and I did the meditation, which is part of the process. And then I assume the Lord of the Records, who is like the keeper of the records, said, "Yeah, you can enter. Yeah, you're with Linda. Come on in. let me into this incredibly exclusive nightclub, because I got, you know, I'm with Linda. Here's my prayer." And then I got into the Lord of Records.
That is so funny.
And then I had the masters, loved ones, and teachers came to me, and I've got to tell you, the stuff they told me, I could work lifetimes trying to write the thing, the beauty in what they said and how they said it could not have been more impactful. And I could have spent, again, a lifetime trying to figure this stuff out. And like you said, you feel it, but actually to... And I mean, what a wonderful opportunity that now we actually, one, you've given us a key. Buy the first book, you can get the key too. And then secondly, that we're empowered to have this information so that we know with more certainty where we're going and our purpose. And it feels like having that record to me and having the reading that I did for myself has been so empowering in so many different ways. So thank you. It is honestly one of the most beautiful gifts that you could give to someone, because it's a gift of empowerment, right? You can now know. So
it is empowering. It's absolutely empowering, which is why it's been like a spiritual secret, right? Forever until now, because it is empowering. Because what it does, it's not just, and it's interesting you bring this up, there is a level of information, but it's actually wisdom, distinct from information, yes? So there's all this wisdom, it's infinite wisdom, it's timeless wisdom, but it's within an environment, it's a culture, it's the, I call it the Akashic atmosphere, and it's governed by, you love it,
I love it.
It's governed by three principles, right, the three absolutes. The first is fear not, and then resist not, and judge not. Mm. These three principles in combination establish a very safe environment within which we can sit, basically, and be with ourselves in the process of greater knowing.
Mm.
It is, as you said, it's really empowering.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens working in the records, you know, it's not really psychic. You don't have to be psychic. You don't even have to be that intuitive to be successful in this. This is about having a more conscious relationship with your own soul. And see, we all have a certain level of awareness of our souls, yeah? But in this situation, it can grow in a quickened way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in a place where we're not resisting it. Our very openness, our willingness accelerates the process of knowing.
Mm.
So it's a very, when I think about, so what is this zone, right? This Akashic zone. It's like this space where the compassion of the universe, right? The compassion, the wisdom, and the energy, the vital life force, all converge.
Mm.
And when we are there consciously, we can all, I mean, we will naturally get to the truth, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then what I think is fascinating is having gone there, and still, I mean, I think that there, and what's so lovely is that if you feel like for whatever reason, if you're stuck or you need another person, there are other people who can take you there, right? Because other people can read your records. And I think what's so helpful is, and this is just life guidance, right? Fear not, resist not, judge not. I mean, I think that's the what you said was in the atmosphere is wonderful, because it's life, like you said, it's life wisdom. I want to ask you something real quickly before we close on this segment. You mentioned that there are lots of, you mentioned earlier in the first segment that there are lots of different paths to get into the Akashic records. And that you mentioned that yours is specifically the heart of the Akasha. And I wanted to understand what the heart part meant.
Okay. We are, as human beings, right, in the time we're in, we have really explored our minds. And we've done a wonderful job. like the human race, we've done a damn good job.
Right.
Sorry. But we have, right? Mm-hmm. We know how, we are learning all about directing our thinking and consciously choosing thoughts and using thought to guide energy and like that. We really we're doing really quite well with that. But the great challenge is to live from our hearts, to cultivate our hearts. So there is within the Akasha, which is infinite, yes, there are more mental realms there, but there is also the heart, which corresponds to our personal heart, the heart of the earth, the heart of compassion, of life. Mm. And so the opportunity of the prayer, the pathway prayer that I teach, and the work that has been revealed to me, my work in this record, is really about, I want to say, nurturing, cultivating a flourishing human heart that can give, that can be generous, that, do you see, because this is where, you know, we have a gazillion wonderful ideas, we have great thinkers, but the challenge is our hearts, unfortunately, have been dwarfed in comparison to the work we've done in other areas. And so my understanding of my own work is to actually, you know, it's the heart, you know, the personal heart corresponding to the heart of life, right? In a pipeline, right, a bridge of light that nurtures and sustains and expands so that our hearts and our minds and ultimately our wills are all working in harmony to support us leading lives that are ultimately soul-led.
I love that. So, and I think that that's really what, it's a balance, right? And it's not, there's nothing wrong with being a mind person, and we've had wonderful discoveries and inventions. And think about if we were to couple that with a heart, how powerful this universe would be, right? And all the things that you can accomplish as an individual, right?
Well, see, that's what, right. It's not one is, see, there are, you know, there's the right use, right? The right use of the heart. Many of us have, you know, I mean, we know this, there's the right use of the mind. And this is about really, I want to say nourishing the heart so that it can come into balance, right? And we can proceed. We are in, you know, as we know, I mean, we're in very exciting, interesting times, and our hearts must be nurtured and sustained for us to make this great, great transition we're in.
Wonderful. So thank you, Linda, for helping us understand the process of how we get into this fabulous nightclub of wonders, giving us the key, and then, you know, entering, and I think in most, one of the most critical places, right, the balance in the heart. So get Linda Howe's book on how to read the Akashic Records, because it works, whether you're psychic or not. I mean, it works, and it's incredibly revealing and powerful. To learn more about the Akashic Records and continue listening to part 3 of our 4-part series, listeners in Seattle, you can check out Linda's class at www.eastwestbookshop.com to register for her Friday and Saturday class on healing through the Akashic Records. We'll be right back.